And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We have a great show here for you. Dan from Freedom Boat Club and Jeff from H&H Marine are here talking fishing, boating, and just a good time.
This is awesome.
Really,
man. Yeah,
great
I'm really
show.
Enjoying this.
Phones are packed, and they want to win that membership.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, how about this for a prize at the end of today's show? And again, man, a huge thanks to Dan and Freedom Boat Club and Jeff for allowing us to get to do this. But one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to be a member of Freedom Boat Club for the day. You get the whole experience as if you were a full member. You're going to get the full training.
For 2 days, really.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get full training one day. And then just like Dan was saying, they're not going to give you your day of fishing after the training. You're going to get to come back so that your day is a full day picking a boat from the fleet, whether that's a cruiser with the family, whether that's a pilot house with your buds to go fishing, whether you're jumping on a center console to go fish the bay like Cliff, or you're going down to the islands, you get your pick of a Freedom Boat Club boat.
Sweet.
You're a member for the day. I'm so
that's
stoked.
That's pretty cool.
That's an awesome prize.
Yeah, that's a great prize. Thanks so much.
As you can imagine, the phones have been crazy today.
Yeah.
I mean, great guests, great prize, very busy day. We're stoked to have it. But when you want to get your shot at the second hour, 833-288-0973. It's a good time to mention, as Pete often does, the phones are a little bit different here. When the phones are busy, you're not going to get a busy signal. When they're packed up as they are right now, the phone will just continue to ring, and your call goes into a queue. So don't think Adam's ignoring you. If it's ringing, it's not getting picked up. It means because they're full. But as soon as somebody drops off, your call jumps right
into
the queue.
You're in the queue.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Western Outdoor News every week, loaded with great information. This week, no exception to that. A lot of talk about Colonette, Mexican water fishing, some big lings
in
there.
Nice.
And, of course, trout fishing going on, and ducks galore. It's a ducky time to go hunting, isn't it? Hey, check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Check it out at your local tackle store, or better yet, subscribe. The one and only Dwayne Patenuth from San Diego Anglers is on the line. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Good morning. Yeah, you had a call wondering how many Freedom Boat Club members were in there. I think there was at least three, because I get the phone call wondering how to take care of the insurance requirements. And I just say,
Excellent.
Put Freedom Boat Club across the insurance paper. They'll take care of it.
And it's not an issue.
It's not an issue at all, no.
That's fantastic. Well, no Ricky in Dallas in the top 25, but so who took the money?
Well, we always say anybody can win it. We had new blood win it for the first time here.
Awesome.
We had Brian Davis and Whitney Ueda. They had 10.43 pounds. I was off. I thought it was going to be 8.5 or 9 pounds to win it, but they brought a beautiful sack of fish in there.
No kidding. And they were first-time winners.
First-time winners, yeah. They're always finish in the top 25, but this is the first time they ever went all the way to the top. So they were pretty stoked. They were floating. They were floating yesterday, that's for sure.
Well, line up the top five for us.
I can give you the top three. I haven't opened my computer up. I just scratched this down off of the board.
No worries.
Earl will send it to me, but I can give you the top three. Second place was Mike Hill, which is a half a pound under, 10.16 pounds. Now, Mike Hill is the gentleman who used to fish with that dental technician, you know, used to carve his own lures and fish lead core line.
Yeah, well, lead core line trawlers.
He still uses Tony's hand-carved lures. He will not show anybody what they look like. He will tell you what they feel like on the end of the line, but he will not show another soul what these lures look like. So it's pretty cool. He's still using Tony's lures. Tony passed away a few years ago. They won it. He was 90 years old when he won it, and it was such a nice thing to hear him up on the stage saying it was the second best day of his life behind getting married there. But anyway, it was pretty cool to see Mike in the second place. And then third place was Dean and Brandon, just behind them by 0.1 8 pounds there with 9.93 pounds.
Wow.
I'm with you, Dwayne. I was guessing it would take 8.5 to 9 pounds to win it for sure. Brandon's one of my very best friends, and we're in contact on the water all day, and he sends me a text like, hey, man, we got it. We got a 4.5 pounder. We're sitting at, you know, 9.5 to 10 pounds, and I'm just, oh, that's it, man. It's over. And then, you know, we were excited and disappointed at the same time. I mean, obviously, third place, a fantastic score and a huge field.
Yeah, and
people,
they got a check, right?
But I mean, there is a lot. There's some great weights, man. I wouldn't expected two, you know, three teams, you know, virtually at 10 pounds, two over 10 and one right there. That was fantastic.
This has to be the top weight we've ever had since we dropped down to the three fish limit. It was just fantastic fish coming across. Plus a 20-pound halibut there. There's a gentleman. 20-pound
halibut?
20-pound halibut. Stan Hendricks and I forget his partner's name, but 20-pound halibut, and they also got the largest spotty too, like 2.15 pounds there. So they cleaned up.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying, Dwayne, obviously we didn't make the, you know, the heavyweight that we'd hoped to the board. But with that being said, the bay was very healthy. You know, I don't think I've ever had a day where we had so many legal fish and not had a big one. But I mean, just in general of the bay, I mean, we had a 50 fish day if you include all the spotties and things like that.
Yeah.
We probably had 25 fish that were, you know, of legal size or better. It was just a really strong day, and it was good to see the bay in such a healthy mode. And the tournament was just run so smoothly.
Yeah.
You and Cazelli and the whole team. It was fantastic, man.
And right now there's a lot of big ones swimming around the launch ramp.
Yeah, I know where I'm fishing right now.
That's cool.
Yes, and so, and then, but I want the kayak division too.
Yeah.
I want to talk about
right.
that just a little bit. Mark Cleeter, this is back-to-back wins with him. He took away Ron Lane's check there for $500 for first place there. So, Cleeter, he seems to be the guy to beat in the kayak division.
Yeah, for Fast
Lane's. It's
just
awesome to see him come back up again.
Do you happen to know what that weight was, Dwayne? And no big deal.
No, I do not. I have not opened up email yet here. I just woke up like 30 minutes ago. I'm sorry. I was pretty tired yesterday.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Get a free pass.
Well, congratulations on another successful event, and I know you'll keep us posted about next year.
Yes, I certainly will. And one other thing, the launch ramp, it just gobbled everything up here. It's the first time we've used the new launch ramp since the remodel, and we didn't know it was going to happen, but it gobbled all those boats up. There was no problem at all.
Great.
It was
That's
quite
good
an
news.
Improvement to see that mass of boats come in. And
even with that super tide, too, huh?
Yes, no, there was no problem at all. I went down for the last 15 minutes to make sure that everybody was hustled up to the up to the way line so they wouldn't miss the way in, and it was just so smooth coming in there. Everybody had a rhythm, and it was just nice.
What was so nice is that two people could pass in and out. You know, there could be a line of people
yes.
coming in, and that's what didn't exist before. And, you know, again, we were, you know, we did as tournament people do. We stayed till the last, you know, 15 minutes when everybody was trying to make it in, and it has never been so easy. Like,
yeah.
the fact
Lots
that,
of dock space.
Yeah, you could never do that
yeah.
before. You know, the old launch ramp, it was one person in, and then somebody else would have to figure out how to go out, and somebody would then try and sneak in behind him, and there was just a line of an entrance and exit, and it made life so easy. It was great, and there's actually room to maneuver around if you got in there and there wasn't dock space. It was great.
Very good. Dwayne yeah. Patnoop from San Diego Anglers, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. Congratulations on another successful tournament. Appreciate the update on that big tournament.
Leo,
the big winter event.
Yeah. Leo in Spring Valley's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Leo?
Hey, Rick, how are you, and Pete, how are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Yeah, hey, I fished with you at Guadalupe a couple of years ago, Pete. It was great. I was the guy icing the bad knee up there topside all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, all right. Hey, you were out there.
Hey, I got a new knee since, Pete, so I'm ready to go, dude.
Let's go.
Okay, Rick, you got my interest, man. You had a big 30, 40 fish day on that long line technique. You want to share that with me? I'd like to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we fished pretty much all MC swim baits. We fished a lot of 5-inch MC swim baits, a lot of browns and greens, 1-ounce lead heads, and there is a, you know, we haven't fished the bay in a while. I'll tell you, if there was ever a reel that was made for that style of fishing, it's that Tranx 400.
The Tranx 400.
So I was always
a Corrado.
Exactly. I was always a Corrado guy. I still am. You know, I mean, half of my reels are Corrados because they still work perfect, and I haven't, you know, haven't had the need to replace them. But that Tranx 400 holds so much line, and it's a lot torquier, so it's a lot easier to wind the handle when you have a lot of line off the reel. But, you know, basically you cast two rods out per angler, and you let yourself drift over what would be good, you know, hard bottom or structure, and you allow a lot of line to pay off the reel.
Pretty much the whole spool.
Yeah, I mean, not the whole spool, but a lot. You know, we're talking, you know, 100 yards or better, and it's one of the few types of fishing where we still prefer to use monofilament because of the line sinking, and the line will kind of settle on the bottom or settle towards the bottom. So when you're winding in, you have a very low angle of retrieve, so your swim bait is staying across the bottom or you know, low in the water column for a longer period of time. And I mean, nothing to it, chucking out a 5-inch MC swim bait and letting a bunch of line off the reel and winding it back at a medium speed, and it was biting. You know, it was just a good, it was a good, healthy, strong bay. It was fun. We had a lot of, we had action all day long.
Very good. Leo, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Gus. Gus is calling us from Burbank. What's up, Gus? Welcome to the show.
Yo, you guys. Good morning.
Yo, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Hey, I'm calling regarding the boat club, the Freedom Boat Club.
Yeah.
What kind of commitment are we talking about as far as, you know, joining the membership, the membership length of time, and how about the money end of it?
Aha!
Down to the meat and potatoes. That's what I like. Basically, we have a 60-day notice, so there's not an annual contract, a 5-year contract. There's no contract. We don't even call it a contract. We call it a Freedom Boat Club membership agreement. So you're not signing your life away. It's not a time.
So if you want out, 60 days,
60 day notice, no problem. And not to mention the rebate back to H&H if you want to buy a new used boat. Yeah, so you're securing your upfront money. That being said, the 7-day-a-week membership is $425 a month plus tax. The weekday only is $325 a month.
Oh, wow.
Plus tax. So,
if you're not a weekend warrior.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. There's a lot. A lot of the fish are Monday through Friday. I mean, myself, if I'm going to fish, I'm going to fish Monday through Friday.
Heck yeah.
So, and then the entry fee.
That's it, and that gives you access to all the boats?
That's right, that's right.
Holy man.
That's right. So right now the entry fee is $7,000, but during the boat show right now, Sun Road, we're knocking off $1,000. That's right, yeah. So down to $6,000, and you're in for life. That's your one-time entry fee for life. You're in forever. No worries after that.
Let's say you, have some health issues. You want to take a hiatus. Can you come back and not have to pay the initiation again?
You can. We've got some, you know, for somebody, we've had a couple, unfortunately, members get, you know, they get cancer, they lose their jobs, they get all kinds of life experiences.
Sure.
They give me a call, and we've established a relationship, and we'll help them out. You know, typically we charge them the months they missed, but, you know, in circumstances where you don't want to take care of somebody, these are my members, these are my customers,
right.
So yeah.
We're going to do them right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Gus, you and Burbank with the new Channel Islands Ventura, I mean, perfect. I mean, you can come to San Diego and go up to Ventura, go to LA, like all over the place.
Yeah, there's going to be five or six locations he can get to. So just depends on which home base he wants to join.
I would have guessed
a lot cheaper
more
than opening your own
base. I would have guessed way more than that. Just because, I mean, if you start adding up what you're paying is less than your slip fee would be, period. So, I mean, just less than what it costs you to keep in the boat in the water, you know, is what you're getting your dues for. The, you know, if you start having to figure out what storage fee is and time and effort and maybe vehicle and your boat payments and all those things, that's far less than I would have guessed. I was just like kind of throwing the thought in my mind. I was figuring close to double that. I'm shocked that that's what it was.
Yeah, and a lot of, you know, it depends on the members. Some of the members, they like to look at their cost per outing. And, you know, after that initial fee, you know, your first year cost, once you get into your second year, you're only talking about the monthly dues. So if you annualize that and then take your usage away, I mean, some people are going out for $125 an outing, you know. You look back on that, you're like, yeah, that's worth it. So
a lot less expensive than owning a boat, that's for sure.
I was going to say, I know what it costs to keep a boat at Dana Landing. Like, that's a really good deal that you have there.
Right.
That's awesome.
And if you've ever looked in, like, if you go to Florida, you can rent boats. There's a lot of, if you ever looked into renting a boat, it's several hundred dollars a day.
Right, yeah, you could be $500 to $800 for an 8-hour rental.
Day.
Correct.
Yeah, so think about that.
That's That's good, man. Good
hey,
job.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in and talk to John, who's calling us from Los Alamitos. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My question was see if I could go on a two-day, but that was answered. My next question is do you have rental gear like a kite rod with electric grill?
Yeah, that has been a challenge. We've had a request a lot for gear, and a lot of it's just the fact that our offices aren't that big. You know, we try to pump as much as the money into the boats as possible, as you guys can imagine. So, you know, storing people's gear, members' gear, or having our own has been a challenge. And the last thing I want to do is give you a rod or reel that's just not working right. So
right.
We focus on the boats. We're good at boats.
Yeah. And you have Dana Landing right down the road there. They'll
Correct.
Sell you some good gear.
Yeah, we love those guys.
Johnny so and the boys over there will
send you down to
take
those
care
guys.
Of that. Yep. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is standing by this morning.
Indeed, and it's sponsored by Fish Pros of the Market, and I got to tell you, they've got some amazing deals coming up for Super Bowl, and it is just a super, super deal for Super Bowl Sunday.
What a perfect thing to have, you know, Super Bowl time.
Yeah,
you want to do something
easy. They have the Super Bowl platter for $50. Now listen to this. The Super Bowl platter, you get a pound of hickory smoked fish, your choice, yellowfin, tuna, or wahoo, 3 packs of tuna jerky, and your choice of teriyaki, pepper or spice, 3 packs of applewood smoked cheese, your choice of Gouda, sharp cheddar, or pepper jack, and all that items on your choice of one flavors to mix it all up. This is a super price for $50. Right?
That's the thing. You're hosting a party. You just buy all that stuff up, cut it up, put it on a board. You look like an all-star. You didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, for $50.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they're open today from 8 to 4, and they're going to be open Super Bowl Sunday. They're open from 8 to noon Wednesday, and then noon to 8 to noon on Friday, Saturday 8 to 4, 12 to 4, and then at Super Bowl Sunday itself, next Sunday, 11 to 3.
Okay.
So go by and get that $50 Super Bowl special that Sean's put together. It's
I love it,
deal.
Man. Good call, you guys.
Yeah,
that was that's a good one. Well, hey, let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, you guys. Good morning. Great show.
Thanks, Dave.
I think I need to be a member of Freedom Boat Club.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it does. Save a lot of money, a lot of stress, don't have to do any maintenance, don't have to clean the boat. That all sounds wonderful.
I like that idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, hey, we did that drive down here, Pete, Rick. The road is pretty dang good, except for that area when you come out of the wine country there in Ensenada, going up the hill there, there is no road. There's absolutely zero road. It's like off-road racing.
Those wait a minute. So you drove to Cabo San Lucas?
Yeah, we got here Friday night.
And the road,
the
toll road is out at Ensenada?
No. Below Ensenada. When you go through the wine country
Oh, the south of Ensenada. Okay.
Yeah. Right. When you start to go up that big, giant mountain, there's the road's gone.
Wow.
There's no road at all. It's all dirt.
That's
pretty
wild.
Crazy.
So did you have to walk?
But that was the only bad part. No. We all drove like a bunch of crazy people. Like everybody else. You just get in there and drive super aggressively like the rest of the people and you make it.
Next thing you know, you're in Cabo.
Yeah, exactly. And what we've learned by driving around down here is that stop signs are merely just a suggestion. And they can tell right away if you're not from here, because the minute you stop at a stop sign, you get honked at by about 15 cars.
The slow down sign.
Yeah, it's just merely a suggestion. Hey, you know, you might want to stop sometime down there. But that being said, hey, look at this weather
right?
up here in Southern California. My goodness. The weather is spectacular. There are some fish to catch, like Brian Woolley was saying. There are some fish to catch. Yeah, it's not wahoo, marlin, dorado, yellowfin, all that stuff. But there are fish to catch. There's some sculpin to catch. And Catalina is just kind of sitting there waiting for some people to go over there. There's some bigger bonita on the east end of the island there, some 5-pound bonita if you troll around in 100 feet of water. And then up the back side of the island, if you just get lucky enough right at the right time on the tide, you can catch some of those little sea bass that are over there, maybe get a nice yellowtail, San Clemente Island, you can go fill up your bait tanks with squid or fill up your freezer, get ready for the springtime, because that squid in the cove is what I've been told is mass volume. And there's so much there that the sea lions can't figure out which boat to go to. There's so much squid in the cove. So
wow.
You got a good chance to fill up your freezer and get ready for the springtime sea bass yellowtail bite that we're surely going to have. And you know what's kind of different we haven't had in this bite for a while is that water's, like Wooly was saying, there's spots where it's 58 degrees. We haven't seen 58 degree water in SoCal since probably 2015. So
yeah,
something's changed. Something's
going
to happen.
It's very, at Point Loma, I've been surfing a lot, and it's 58 and a half out there, and I haven't seen that in several years for sure. So things are changing. Albacore?
Yes, sir.
It could happen.
I don't know. But like Frank says, who cares? We don't really need those things anymore. Let's just keep catching
bluefin. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Captain Dave, fishdope.com has all the information. They have all the info on getting the Catalina, all the info on that
squid,
all what's going on, how to do it, what to do. Everything you need is right there at fishdope.com. 1 year membership, so inexpensive and such a great thing. And you save $20 right now using the code HOOKUPNOW, lower space, no case. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, your saltwaterguide.com is my website with over 215 videos available to you right now on how to catch fish in Southern California, from flying the kite to deep dropping for swordfish. I'm just about to launch the whole swordfish series. I was able to go out with Nate and Mike and go out there and see how they do it on the bear flag. So we got all that on tape, and we're going to release it here in the middle of February. So if you guys are wanting to figure out how to catch something, I believe my website's the only website that's going to have the real stuff on it. So you might want to check that out, and all the legends, interviews. It's just a great website for $5 a month. You can't beat it.
All right. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, bye, Pete, Rick.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's going to wrap up our Catchport again. This one's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the new Fish Pro Series knives from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Also, Anza Knives has knives for military, law enforcement, hunting, and more. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or get the Fish Pro Series available right now at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, and once you start using Anza Knives and any of them, whether Fish Pro Series or not, you just don't go back.
No,
it's like
really
they're the best.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
All right. Let's talk to Mike, a first-time caller. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. What's up, Mike?
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I would like to say hi to Jeff. This is your number one San Diego Celtics fan.
Hey, Mike, how are you, bud?
I knew he'd remember me because he always comments about my green hat.
That's true.
I'm one of the 40 repowers. I want to let everybody know that Jeff did last year. And it was an outstanding experience. I think that Jeff and his crew, Anthony and Charlie, they worked very hard on. I had a very difficult repower, and it was outstanding. The whole thing was pretty much turnkey. I had recently bought a new truck, and I did not have towing capabilities on it yet. I hadn't installed that yet, and Jeff said, "Don't worry about it. I'll come pick it up." He actually came to my house, picked up my boat, took it down to H&H, did outstanding job of repower on that, and can you believe it? He actually brought it back to my house.
Nice.
That's rad.
That's pretty cool. And what did you repower with, Mike?
A Yamaha 150.
Sweet. Great motor. You love it?
I do. I haven't got the chance to, really, sock it to it, but I like what I got so far.
Fantastic. Well, that's a nice testimonial. For sure. Yeah. And a Celtic
job,
fan to boot, huh?
Good
how about
job,
that?
Man.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call, bud.
All right. Very good. All right, Mike. And repowers are, it's time to do the repower right now.
Absolutely.
Because Yamaha has that 5-year extended warranty going through March 31st.
Yep.
So when you do the repower, 5 years of warranty.
That's right.
Yeah. How do you beat that?
And dude? Financing.
Remember and financing,
yeah.
too.
So we can finance the whole repower.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
It's a great thing to mention is, you know, sometimes some people kind of think, oh, repower, I don't really have the money. We do offer financing, and it's something that folks really should know about. We have, you know, multiple lenders that we use, and as a matter of fact, a lot of the folks that do put new engines on do wind up financing
it.
Yeah. Little money down.
Sure. Yeah.
And what's really nice is you can build in the labor and, you know, say you're upgrading your electronics, you can typically finance all of that. Okay. So it's not just
the
motor.
Package.
Yep.
And God forbid something happens, your motor blows, and, you know, like you say, you don't have an extra $20,000 laying around.
Yep.
You can still enjoy your boat and everything else and put a payment plan together, and away you go. You're back to fishing.
Exactly.
With brand new power.
Right.
Very good. All right. Let's jump back on the phones.
Sounds good. How about we talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for calling. Let's talk hookup.
Hey, guys. Pleasure as always. Hey, Dan, I was the guy that won last time. And you could call your boat club the Hilton Boat Club.
Nice. Thank you very much.
There's not a person that works for this guy that doesn't love his job. Just sitting in there, we had to wait a little bit for the captain to come in our training day. And everybody in there was like, I was already a member, and they already knew me.
Wow.
It was just,
cool,
you know,
man.
Camaraderie was top-notch.
Yeah, thank you very
Nothing
much.
Wrong
I appreciate
with the
that.
Boat.
Thank you.
You know, you don't even clean your boat that good. And then if you say like you're an elderly guy, and you're alone, you don't have any buddies that help clean the boat, like we all know. They all think they pitch in for gas and get to walk to their truck. But they clean the boat. They even carry your stuff if you can't do it, you know.
That's
and,
right.
And the live bait well, top notch. The fish holes were plumbed, so, you know, you can run water in there. It was just set up perfect. I had a great day with my boys, and I recommend them to everybody. And with the opening of up north, look at the diversity. You know, all you got to do is drive there, and you're at a different island, Coronado, Catalina.
That's
so,
pretty cool.
That's
super nice.
I'm glad we could take care of you.
Yeah,
thank
no
you so much.
Trailering.
Yep.
No. Putting. You know, I think I'm going to go to Catalina.
Oh, what a good
up.
Point that is too. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right. Like, it's a pain in the butt to drag the thing up in freeway traffic.
Oh, yeah.
You can just, you know, hop in your car and.
You want to go to the Channel Islands now when you get Ventura set up?
Oh,
my
yeah.
gosh,
it's
going to
be a good
cool.
year.
Yeah, Santa Barbara, all that beautiful place up there. Come on.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks,
glad
Chuck.
You enjoyed your day at Freedom Boat Club. That's a cool deal.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Again, they're packed up. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Cliff. Cliff's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Hey, Cliff.
I have a question about the new California voter ID card January 2020. 35 and under has to have it. Do you have to have that to rent your boats out, or are you guys have an exemption?
No, we do have an exemption because of the rental category, so we do slide underneath that. So we were going to try to push everybody. We were working with them to get that out, and then we found out through the grapevine and talking to the organization there in California that technically, no, we don't have to do it. So
yeah,
but.
And all the shows, you can apply for the voters card.
Right.
They have, like, booths. Like, I know Fred Hall show will have it, and they have it at that Sun Road show, too.
And regardless, I recommend everybody get something.
Training's never a bad thing.
Training's always good. And,
yeah.
and we offer a lot of training in the club, so we're above and beyond the manual they offer and the written test. We're practical, so.
I was going to say, that brings up a really good point that you bring is, you know, I mean, if somebody out there is like, man, I've been in fishing sport boats my whole life. I really want to get into this. I didn't want to buy a boat. This is the perfect scenario for me, but I've never parked a boat before. I've never had to pull up to a fuel dock and things like that. You can go through the, you know, as much or as little training as a guy may need. He could be super experienced. You go through the training course to make sure you're all good and away you go. Or if you're brand new to it, you've got guys that can assist every step of the way as far as pulling up to the dock and putting fuel in and bringing the boats back and that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and I've trained my captains to understand everybody's got different experiences.
Yeah.
And the captains come into open minded and they start the conversation with, listen, if you've been boating your whole life, maybe you can teach me something today. So it's not that you got to do it our way. It's let's get out there and just go through some safety protocol and things like that. And
that's
then
it.
We actually brought it over to H&H Marine. You know, if you're going to buy a boat from us, because I've got the infrastructure, we'll do the same training. Like, here's your boat. We're going to teach you how to back it into the water and just best practices. I mean, me and Jeff have learn the hard way a lot of different things.
Yeah.
There's a wealth of knowledge here we want to transfer to you, whether you're a boat club member or a new boat owner. So.
So somebody's a new boat owner, they buy a boat from H&H Marine, you'll train them.
Correct. Yeah, I'll personally come out and do the whole thing myself. I love training. I used to be a helicopter flight instructor. So getting into the boat and showing people how to do stuff. And I don't, you've been out of Dana Landing. I'd rather them not be on a qualified captain on Instagram. Set him up for a win.
Indeed. Thanks a lot, Cliff. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. This is a great show. We got more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here talking Freedom Boat Club, talking H&H Marine. Man, that's a good show.
Yeah, and wait a minute. They just sweetened the pot here for our listeners, right?
We sure that's did. Right.
Yep. Yeah, so, tell us about that.
You know, we were talking earlier about getting in for service and getting it done, getting it on time. So we're going to offer 10% off all service work to folks that can reference, you know, this show. Give us a call at H&H Marine, 619-381-8480. And schedule up your service. And
just tell them you heard them here. And
here in the radio, and we'll give you 10%
off. 10% off on the service.
Yep.
So what, let me ask you this. I'm going to push it a little bit here.
Yeah, qualify.
Yeah. So what if somebody's repowering? You're going to give them 10% off on the installation of the repower?
I think we could probably work
with something like that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You've got your, like, Fred Hall, Shimano, like, kind of twisting the arm of people that don't have an option on you.
That's a nice deal.
And that's cool, man.
While we're on the repower thing again, I want to thank Mike for calling in. Thank you again, Mike, for you know, that testimonial. But I just wanted folks out there to understand that sometimes Mike wasn't afraid to repower. He his boat had been sitting for a really, really, really long time, like 10, 12 years long time. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, we looked at it, we went out and replaced everything. I mean, he got new VHF, new key switch, new panel, new steering, new...
That's right.
I mean,
it's like a new boat.
Practically. I mean, the hull and all the interior, and then he had it cleaned up, he had the cushions redone, and I mean, it's a brand new boat to him. So, you know, if you got that old boat that you really like, and you're on the fence, give us a call, because it might be worth your while to go through and kind of refresh the whole
thing. I'll bet. Yeah. And you can do things, because, I mean, gauge clusters change and things like that. You can help with dashboards that now have holes in them and kind of stuff. Like how does that work?
Dan was commenting earlier, you know, that they're putting the, you know, SIMRADs on there, and the technology is going to a single screen, and, you know, those multifunction displays can, you know, show you all the engine data. I mean, and some guys like that. I mean, that's what the boat manufacturers are doing. Some of them are moving away from OEM gauges and just putting everything up through a Garmin, through a SIMRAD. I mean, and that's definitely something that we can do, we can help you with. So, you know, you come in, you've got a bunch of gauges, we'll just fabricate you a new dash panel. We'll just set you up with, you know, whatever size screen you want, and most of the stuff will just run through there. Looks a little cleaner, looks a little sleeker.
Yeah.
You know.
Now you can start, you know, you don't have to have all the room for all those gauges, so you could maybe put two screens on, so you can, you know, when you're running, you have your engine management on one and your sonar on the other, or chart plotter back and forth. I mean, it starts to give you a lot more room if you didn't have a lot of room on the dash.
Definitely.
Yeah, we quoted one. Yes, we were talking to a guy at the boat show, and he was talking about that his stereo was taking up too much room. So we're like, well, there's new units that have the stereo integrated. You keep your speakers, we'll just put it all on one screen.
Totally.
Fantastic. And then on the repower side, I mean, talk about adding a second station. If you're going to repower with the new digital motors, I mean, if you've got a pilot house and you're like, you know, I really want that tower and a second station up top, easy. It's plug and play now.
Done deal.
Running the cables was a real pain before. So
yeah.
Wow. That's
sweet.
Cool.
Yeah. So 10% off service.
Yeah.
Yep.
How's that? Good deal.
Well, let's see. We have a boat show coming up. We're going to be at the Orange County Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, which is the middle of February. So we'll offer that deal, you know, through that show.
Okay.
Bad, man.
Yeah.
So get your boat in now.
Yeah. Give us a call. Do it. Anyway. Get us on the calendar.
Get it on the calendar, and you get
10% off. You're not
going to
be sorry.
Let's talk
10% off, and you're ready
for
the season. Yeah.
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 That's a lot of money you're giving away, for sure. Hey, let's find out what's cooking. Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com has another recipe for us. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning. In case you guys haven't figured it out, a winter has set in, and it is time for a fish soup.
Nice.
And this is my new recipe. And as a matter of fact, it is probably it is my most sought-after recipe. I get emails from people all the time asking me for this recipe, and it is fish meatballs, abondiga soup. And remember I said I get emails from people? I get emails from Baja. I've got a bunch of friends of mine and even fans of Fisherman's Belly. They're in Baja. They're eating abondiga soup, and they're emailing me saying, I want this recipe.
Wow. And, you know, one of my favorite things about eating in Mexico is the soup that they serve. It's like lunchtime soup. They just like such a great staple down there. And that abondigas fish soup, that sounds delicious. You have that recipe up right now at fishermansbelly.com?
You bet I do. And it's a simple recipe, and it'll teach you exactly how to make those scary little fish meatballs. It takes all the fear out of it.
We had that at Cedros on our Cedros trip last year, and it was a abondigas made with yellowtail meatballs.
Ooh.
And it was so good. I'm so stoked to hear this, Yanni, because I loved that. And to be able to have a recipe to follow to make that at home, I'm all over that. That sounds great.
Fisherman'sBelly.com. We'll have it on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, on our Angler's Table section of that. And Yanni, once again, thanks for making us hungry.
You bet. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. See you in a couple weeks. All right. Phones are packed up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
How about we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Mike.
I got a quick question. You know, whenever I rent a car, I got to return it with a full tank of gas, or I'll get charged extra. How do you work out the fuel situation when you return the boat to the dock?
Yeah, excellent question. So the members have two options. They can bring the boat back and fuel it themselves, replace exactly what they used. We have a digital counter in the boat. That was, speaking of gauges we were talking about earlier, that's part of the Yamaha gauge. It tells you exactly what you burned. Or for a small fee, I think at Dana Landing it's $10, we'll fuel it for you. So if you had a long day of fishing and you're just kind of over it and everybody's stacked up at the fuel dock, just bring it on back and we'll take care of it for you.
Yeah. $10?
$10.
$10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I couldn't put that yeah. $10 in your hand fast enough.
That's why we did it that way. Yeah.
So how does it work? So do you just keep a credit card for your members and then you'll just charge your credit card?
We do it both. We have swipers on the dock, so all the staff have a little Bluetooth swiper hooked up to the iPhone or iPad, so we can take it right there. So if you want to charge your buddies for the fuel that day, we can certainly split up the gas.
Right,
exactly.
Great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know what? They don't want to mooch off your membership.
Yeah. So that includes...
You guys got it figured out.
Right.
That's wherever you are, whether it be at Dana Landing or at... Korea.
Yeah, exactly. And there's fuel docks at both locations. Which
yes,
great.
Right
it's
there.
Really
very close.
Easy.
Yeah. Very close to both.
Absolutely. There you go, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And I'm sure your L.A. counterpart has the same type of deal.
He does. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little different things, but basically the same.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and you work really closely with, like, we have a lot of listeners in L.A. and Orange County.
Yep.
Your good buddy is
absolutely
is the provider up 100%, there.
100%, yeah.
And he does the same deal.
All we want to do is ask them where their home base wants to be, and they join there. If you want to boat up there, go boat up there, no problem. You could see me, too, when you could do a reciprocal reservation.
Okay. So. All right. Very good. Let's jump back in.
You got it, man. How about Carl calling from Escondido up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Carl? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Thanks, my question was already answered a while ago, but I have another one. Say you joined up a lifetime membership and you only fish like 5 months out of the year. Do you have to pay those dues every month or just the months that you fish?
You do have to pay the dues every month, a lot like buying your own boat. You're paying your loan on your boat, you're paying for your slip fee. Yeah, and we've got to maintain those boats even through the season, and hopefully we've kept that those dues low enough for the annual the annual money there is okay, and I'll give you one example. The boys in Boston, Freedom Boat Club, they charge 12 months a year, and there is only 5 months of boating.
Literally.
So at least here you have the option in case the fish bite later.
And Carl, if you travel too, I mean, you can use the memberships. You go down to Florida, you go down wherever.
Yeah.
Go travel somewhere.
Go
and
catch some halibut out of Vancouver or Seattle or Tacoma.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, they've got the Defiance boat up there. It has downriggers. That Tacoma club is really cool, actually.
I think the option part of it, of boats you have, is so cool, too, that you might be a fisherman and you're only fishing for 5 months out of the year, but when you have a day like yesterday where it's going to be 75 degrees in the wintertime and you just want to go for a cruise with, you know, the wife and family and kids, you know, if you own a dedicated sport fishing boat, that might not be the thing, but you can jump on a pontoon boat that's got a water slide, a barbecue, and you can go cruise for the day, and you can just go, whatever, you can go sightseeing the Coronado Cays and just dip around, and, you know, you wouldn't have that option otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely right, that slide boat. Speaking of slide boats, I've got two, and I'm buying three more.
Boat?
Dude.
So it's a 25-foot pontoon that holds 12 with a double-decker slide.
Come on!
Yeah.
It's an
awesome boat, and when I put the survey out, it was overwhelming. Please buy more fishing boats and slide boats, so we're doing that. And then speaking of boat owners, I mean, we have, I'd probably say out of 400 memberships, I think I've probably got 30 or 40 people that own boats and are still members. Either their boats larger or just to have boats.
The travel benefits.
Correct, yeah. So,
I mean, you want to go to Catalina.
I get it.
Let's take the family to Catalina. Totally let's go up to L.A. and go cruise up there.
Yeah.
So. Great idea. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back in. Talk to John. John's called us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. My question is if you travel up to, like, Washington State, like Westport, Washington, and, where the Albacore seem to be, or like San Francisco, if you wanted to go up there to use one of the Freedom Boats, are those places? Do they have Freedom Boat Clubs up there?
Yeah, they do. San Francisco right now is in Emeryville, which is the east side of the bay, and I know the gentleman's trying to get into Sausalito this year. And then I'm not sure where the location in Washington you're talking about, but I do know Tacoma and Seattle are there. and they're going north this year. I forget the name of the town, but if you check a look at freedomboatclub.com, there's a big map, lots of dots all over it, and it shows you coming soon. And just to give you guys a growth over the last couple of years, 5 years ago I was club number 72, first on the West Coast, trailblazer. And now there's 208. So
holy mackerel!
Yeah, there's
wow.
A lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Tremendous growth. Yeah. And you have one. Speaking of the north, up in Vancouver, eh?
Yeah, Vancouver. And that gentleman's name is Sandy, and he's fantastic. Matter of fact, he was just down 2 weeks ago checking out our club, and the Vancouver club's really cool. I love those guys.
Yeah. Cruiser on Vancouver Island.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
That sounds cool. Yeah. That sounds really fun. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. Rick from Temecula is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I have a quick question. So if I wanted to look into the boat club and wanted to maybe have a boat partner, you know, where we split it or even a third, how does that work with you guys?
Yeah, we have a membership that's almost like a buddy membership. It's got different pricing, but you guys split the whole membership, and you just basically are two members on one membership.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of savings if you've got a fishing buddy or something like that. It seems to work out. We don't sell a lot of those because of the benefits of the full membership, but it's there.
But you can use it as a buddy.
Correct.
One membership.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good deal. Check it out, Rick. Give him a best thing is just give you a call and you'll explain.
Yeah, we got 1-888-781-7363. I've got two membership executives, Joe and Tony. They take care of you. From the very beginning of the process to the very end, and, we'll get you in.
If we go to freedomboatclub.com, thanks, Rick, for the call. If we go to freedomboatclub.com, how do we make sure we're finding you here in San Diego?
It's really easy if you
fill out. Or L.A. or whatever.
Correct. Well, that's the nice part is you just tell the website exactly where you want a boat, and we'll get the lead automatically. It'll dump right in, and you'll be able to talk to my guys, no problem.
All right.
You can even mention Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll like, okay, we know exactly where you came from.
All right. Yeah, that helps all of us.
Yeah, that's cool.
For sure. All right, jump back in the phone.
Sean in San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was a first-time caller like 2 weeks ago. My situation is I'm just about, it's about 3 months away from retirement. This sounds perfect for me, boat club, just because I'm really a novice at fishing, and it sounds tremendous. The question I have is I have a lot of relatives in the southeast, well, Florida especially, and the Keys, like Duck Key or Key Duck. I was wondering two things. Number one, if I wanted to, this might be similar to, like, I remember when I used to go to gyms all the time, work out, it was 24-hour fitness. If I was at one, it's one price. If I wanted to go to any in the United States, then it was another price. Is that how this would work for you guys if I wanted to go to any of the locations throughout the United States? It would be an additional fee. How does that work? And then is it transferable? Like, if I one day don't want to go out, but maybe one of my relatives does, can that happen? Can that
Two great questions. Yeah, the first question, again, no nickel and dime and no extra fees. We don't charge extra. Here's the entry fee. Here's the monthly dues. That is it. So if you want to go use a club in Florida when you're on vacation, seeing your family down there, no problem. So the way the reciprocity works is unlimited boating in your home club, let's call it San Diego, and then four usages a year per location per year.
Per location?
Yeah. So 207, if I'm the 208th, right? So per location per year. So plenty of boating out there.
Wow.
Outside of your network, you can say. And then as far as transferability, there's no equity in the club. So it's your membership. You can't transfer it. Again, 60-day notice. And then not to forget the try it before you buy it rebate. That $6,000 you're going to give me to get into the club. You're going to go buy a new or used boat from Jeff here at H&H Marine. We're going to rebate you right into that.
And that's how long does that go? I mean, let's
forever.
Say you're in forever.
Forever.
Like 5 years down the road, you buy a boat
from
H&H Marine.
Correct.
You get that
your money is secure
back.
At Freedom Boat Club San Diego.
Wow.
Into a new or used boat at H&H Marine.
And you're talking about Duck Key. That's like 20 minutes away from Isle of Rata.
I love Duck Key.
You're right there.
That's my favorite place in the Keys. Yeah,
Isle
of Rata.
So you could go down and use
the
boat. You're down there for a week. You use the boat four times.
Correct.
You're set. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, hope that answered the question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one quick one, Rick.
You got it. How about we do Anthony from San Diego, another first-time caller. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys, good morning. First time, long time. Just wanted to call and give a big shout-out to Jeff at H&H Marine and all the boys down there. They've seen many of my boats. I got a boat in there right now, actually.
Ah.
And always hook me up. So thanks a lot, Jeff, and
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it, man. Are you going to take that thing without a bait tank? What are you doing?
I'm buying a leaning post tomorrow and then getting that bait tank installed by you guys, and then hopefully we're out fishing pretty soon.
Very good, sir. Very good.
That's cool.
And you sell blue water bait tanks.
We do.
Yeah.
And you can see one on Anthony's boat next week if you'd like.
Yeah.
I was just saying, more importantly than you selling them is you know how to do appropriate install. Plumbing, bait pumps, yep. appropriate pumps, all those kind of things, which is... Having a West Coast bait tank is of absolute importance and just as important as proper, you know, installation of
the
plumbing.
Right pump, the
absolutely.
Right plumbing.
Yeah. And whether you've got an existing system or this is going to be all new, or you've got an existing tank and you want to keep that one and you want to, you know, put a new through hole in, new drain for this,
yes.
I mean, really, it's purely customizable, whatever you want to do.
What, do you have a whole Navy, Anthony? How many boats do you have?
I got two right now, but trying to get rid of one. And also a big shout out to Michael at H&H. He's been helping me out a lot, and like Jeff said, he's great. So H&H is the place to go to if you need boat maintenance.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
And you're giving our listeners 10% off right now, so be sure to ask for that, Anthony. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a one-day trial membership to Freedom Boat Club. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long-range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, big congratulations. What an awesome prize, an awesome opportunity. A one-day trial membership to Freedom Boat Club. That's going to Sean in San Diego. Sean, congratulations. You need an extra spot on your,
yeah,
on your boat, man. Holler at your
That's
boy here.
That's cool. So, starting with Freedom Boat Club. So, if somebody has an interest in Freedom Boat Club, say that 20 times fast.
Right.
How do you do that?
Well, easiest is to go to freedomboatclub.com. Yeah. There's a nice little web form there, first name, last name, email, phone number. Just pick the location you want, and one of my guys will reach out. Or you can give us a call at 888-781-7363. Or just stop by. The office in Ingram is fantastic. Boys of Dana
right
Landing
there, Dana
take care
Landing,
of us.
Right?
That's right. Love that marina. Love everybody down there.
Yeah.
It's been a great location. So, yeah.
So, and the process is, if you're interested, either come down or you'll meet with them and
yep.
talk to them about the membership.
Absolutely.
Show the fleet to
we
them.
We show the fleet. More importantly, we show the reservation system online. Everybody
okay.
wants to see it. You know,
right.
we've got, they want to see availability.
Yeah.
You know, I would be the same way. You know, just like timeshare pitch. Is it
sure.
really available? Like, are you just selling me some smoke and mirrors here?
Yeah.
So we want to show you and be transparent and show you everything about the club. So.
Yeah. What if you want to go to Boston and rent a boat right now?
I can show you that reservation system too. No
what if they have any in the water? I don't think
winterized
so.
Winterized
yeah.
in a
yeah.
Here
it is.
Right
here,
yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
But anywhere there's a Freedom Boat Club, you have access to that.
Correct.
That's,
absolutely.
That's what
great,
an amazing
man.
System.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Again, freedomboatclub.com or just come on down.
Yep.
And Jeff, H&H Marine,
come
time to repower with the Yamaha right now.
That's right. Take advantage of the 5-year warranty between now and the end of March. Like we said, we're going to do that 10% off. So give us a call, schedule your service. Anything you need now between the middle of February, just get on the calendar because we are booking up quick.
Yep.
And like right local on Garnett and PB 2680. Come see us on the web, hhmarinesd.com. Give us a call, 619-381-8480.
And you'll be at the boat show today, right?
Today.
Yeah.
Both Freedom and H&H, and I'm telling you, the
discounts. Extra special discounts
on the
today.
Defiance boats is,
today.
Is super
today.
High. Yeah.
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 Go check them out. They're right. It's right there on
Harbor Island.
Harbor Island.
Yep.
Right
Sun Road.
There, Sun Road Marina,
yep.
the boat show. And you have two boats in the water, and then you have your Freedom Boat Club.
Correct, yeah.
And special incentives if you come
Absolutely.
Back. Yeah. Pretty cool. Well, thanks, guys. Great show.
Job.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah, really,
you.
Really.
Appreciate
really
it. It was great.
Highly recommend Jeff. Jeff's been working on my boats for many, many years, and I know he does
Same,
yours too,
yeah.
and Jeff does. Jeff's a master mechanic.
Oh yeah,
yeah he knows it all. Outboards.
He does everything.
He does diesels.
That's right.
He does everything. Yeah. So if you want a good mechanic? Jeff's a man.
Yeah.
So check him out. H&H Marine for sure. Hey, thank you today to Brian for running the boards for us today, and of course our big buddy Adam for doing all the great stuff on the app. Sure appreciate all the hard work that Adam does on the phones and the app. So be sure to check out our Let's Talk Hook Up app and. Get on it. Check it out. Next week, going to have a couple great shows. Captain Brandon Hayward from the Bight Sport Fishing. That's going to be a great show on Saturday. And then next Sunday, everybody's been asking for him. He's coming back. Bob Dawson, the travel insurance expert, is going to be here. Thank you all for making this a great show out there. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.